way Emporia State wanted to start the second half. Brittany Ho got off to a nice start in the first half, scored the first 6 points. That gives her 12 points in the ball game, and it's a one-point ball game, and Emporia State with the ball and the lead by one. Treasure Job, lane line left, spin, shoots, shot, rims out, no good. Battle for the rebound, goes out of bounds. Who will they give it to? Emporia State. Audrey Beatty was battling down low with a couple of Newman Jets. Is able to deflect it off of one of the Newman Jets. Emporia State plays it inbounds. Audrey Beatty gives it off to Treasure Job, has it on the wing right side. Now top the key, Elena Hartman open for three. Ah, that one's going to bounce away. No good. Rebound goes to the Newman Jets. They have a chance to take their first lead of the ball game. Dubert pushes the ball into front court, takes it along the baseline, kicks it in the corner. Now out front, pass gets intercepted by Victoria Price, and she heads the other way, going for the layup and scores the bucket. A steal and score for Victoria Price. She has 8. Lady Hornets back up by 3, 43-40. Great anticipation that time by Victoria Price. Looked like a defensive back going with a pick six. Brittany Hull skips it across the floor. 3-point shot on the way and good. Semi-contested by Carissa Beck. That gives her 6 and we're tied at 43. Sydney Tinner gives it off to Victoria Price, has it out front. Goes down the lane, spinning, shooting, left it short. Rebound taken away from Victoria Price by Lauren Dubert. They feed it up the floor, 3-point shot up, in and out, no good, but the rebound goes to the Newman Jets. The shot was missed by Spagnola. Now they work it out front to Dubert. Dubert gets it into the free throw circle to Vang. Vang looking for some help. Back out front to Dubert. Dubert. Shot up, partially blocked. There to grab the partially blocked shot will be Audrey Beatty for Emporia State, and the Lady Hornets will come back the other direction. Treasure Job with the basketball. Free throw circle. In the paint, pulls up from 8. Shot left it short. Rebound to Treasure. Puts it up, this time from the left-hand side, off the glass, and scores the bucket. She has 15, and the Lady Hornets back up by 2, 45-43. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Newman moving the ball around the zone. Here's a 3-point shot that's nothing but net for Maddie Spagnola. She has 9, and the Newman Jets have the lead for the first time this afternoon at 46-45. Treasure Joe will bring it across the timeline. Gives it off to Elena Hartman. In between the double circles, man-to-man defense from the Newman Jets. Shot clock down to 15. Treasure Job, high post on the left side. Gets the ball, shoots it up from 15. It crawls off, no good. And a foul's going to be called on Audrey Beatty. She had her arms draped around one of the Newman Jets. She picks up the foul. That's her first team foul, number 2 here in the third quarter. Substitution for Emporia State. Faith Paramore will check in, replacing Elena Hartman. And Emporia State will pick up the pressure full court. Newman will get the ball across the timeline. With the basketball, this is Dubert. Treasure Job on her. Trying to drive on Treasure. Trying to work around the screen. Tries to dump it down low to Brittany Ho, and she has her path cut off. She couldn't run the pick and roll that time as Emporia State got in the way, and the pass sails out of bounds, and the turnover to Emporia State. 46-45, Newman. Their first lead of the ball game. Treasure Job with the basketball, has it out front, dribbles it to the left side, keeping the dribble, skips it left of the free throw circle to Sydney Tinner, goes inside to Audrey Beatty. Audrey backing down, kicks it back out to Sydney, thought about the three, and she gets fouled as she makes a move towards the basket. Picking up the personal foul for the Newman Jets will be Tori Vang. Got her forearm in the hip of Sydney Tinder that time. Ball will go out of bounds to Emporia State. 20 seconds put on the shot clock. Treasure plays it in to Audrey Beatty. Gives it back to Treasure. Treasure backs it up right of the three-point line. Feeds it left side. Sydney Tinder thought about the three. Now dishes it back to Treasure with 9 seconds on the shot clock. Treasure to Sydney. She'll shoot the three. That one's off the mark. Way off the mark. Rebound saved by Victoria. Nope, they say she went out of bounds with the basketball, so the ball goes back to the Newman Jets. You could see if she was almost lined up perfectly with the my line of sight, and you could tell her shot was off from the minute she let go of it. 46-45, Newman. 6:12 to play here in the third quarter. Here's a feed down low to Brittany Ho working against Audrey Beatty. Here comes a double team. Gets her shot blocked by Audrey Beatty. Spits it out to Treasure Job, and Treasure pushes it up the front court. Has it on the wing right side. Dumps it inside. Oh, tried to go inside to Faith Paramore. That pass had too much height on it. Turnover Emporia State. What a basketball being brought to you by Carey's Diamonds. For the special gift to celebrate your biggest moments in your life at 1015 Industrial, Carey's Diamonds, where their difference is you. This is Lauren Dubert with the basketball. Drifts to the left side of the floor. Has it top the key. Now dumps it in the paint to Brittany Ho, working against Audrey Beatty. Shot up and crawls off, no good. Rebound Faith Paramore for Emporia State. Outlets it to Treasure Job. Treasure into front court. Kicks it in the corner. Sydney Tinner. Sydney goes top the key. Now swings it back left side. Treasure Job. Treasure drives to the baseline. Pulls up from 10. She shot it over everything. Rebound goes to Tori Vang for the Newman Jets. That shot was just a little bit off. Up the floor, this is Dubert. Pass in the paint, gets intercepted by Sydney Tinner. And Emporia State with another steal. Up the floor, Faith Paramore. 5:07 to play third quarter. 46-45 Newman. Lady Hornets turn it over. Bad pants on the wing. Right side goes out of bounds. And Newman will get the basketball. They'll make a substitution. Amaya Josie will check in. So will Jordan Heckert. Setting down will be Tori Vang. Also setting down will be Lauren Dubert. 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. 46-45, Newman with the lead. Across the timeline with the basketball. Heckert picked up by Treasure Joe. Spins down the lane. Feeds it off in the paint. Shot up and good for Brittany Ho. 14 points for Brittany Ho, and it's 48-45. Newman has outscored Emporia State now 11-4 here in this third quarter. In the lane, shot up and good for Treasure Job. She has 17, and Coach Toby Wynn says, I want a timeout. It comes with 4:27 to play in the third quarter. The score, Newman 48, Emporia State 47. What a basketball brought to you by PT Associates. Like ESU basketball, PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. This is What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Did you know that Bunge operates in more than 40 countries? From the facility in Emporia, they're able to combine local expertise with global capabilities to deliver outstanding results for their customers, shareholders, and society. Bunge provides their customers with a global perspective of the marketplace, combined with individual care and attention. Proudly helping feed the world since 1818, Bunge North America, the shortest distance from harvest to market.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
48-47, Newman leading Emporia State. 4:27 to play in the third quarter. Newman has outscored Emporia State 11-6 to start this third quarter, and let's hope the trend turns and that Emporia State has a strong finish to this quarter. Newman had a strong finish to the first and second quarters, and they carried that into the third quarter. Newman with the basketball out of the timeout. Here's a shot that's missing, but getting her own rebound. Amaya Josie, stick back, no good. She gets her own rebound again, and Sydney Tinner reaches in and forces the jump ball. An alternate possession will give it to Emporia State. 4:07 to play in the third quarter. And, I guess this is going to be the media timeout. And the alternate possession will have give Emporia State the basketball with 4:07 to go. Well, the Lady Hornets led 19-16 at the end of the first quarter. That was after they had a 17-6 lead in the first quarter, up by 11. Newman put together a run to close out the first quarter, and Emporia State was leading at one time in the second quarter by 13, 37 to 27. But Newman would close out the half on a 13 to 4 run. And they carried that over into the third quarter. Their biggest lead was by 3 at 48-45. Emporia State hanging close. Hornets being led by Treasure Job with 17 points, 8 for Victoria Price, 9 for Elena Hartman, all in the first half. Newman being led by Brittany Ho with 14, Jordan Heckert with 13. Those came in the first half, and 9 for Maddie Spagnola. Emporia State has made 6 three-point shots. Newman has made 7 three-point shots. They're 7 of 15. Emporia State 6 of 14, or 6 of 17. Elena Hartman down the lane trying to go up with a shot. Gets the ball stripped out of her hands by Spagnola. She'll bring it into front court. Kicks it off to Heckert. Left wing 3. Good. Jordan Heckert with 16 in the Newman Jets. Take a 51-47 lead as they take a steal and turn it into points quickly. Top the key, Treasure Job, that three way off the mark. And Victoria Price there to get the rebound, but she gets body checked out of bounds. And a foul's going to be called on the Newman Jets. That foul's going to be called on Jordan Heckert. That will be her second. Team foul number 2 on Newman here in the third quarter. And Emporia State will get the ball out of bounds. Substitution for Newman, Monica Redondo will check into the lineup. A 5'7 freshman out of Madrid, Spain. She will replace Jordan Heckert, 5'10 sophomore out of Rapid City, South Dakota. Hornets play the ball in bounds to Sydney Tinner. Gives it off to Elena Hartman. Elena Hartman down the lane, gets to the rim, off the glass, and shot goes down for Elena Hartman. That gives her 11. 51-49. Newman with a lead, and they'll turn it over as they try to lob it up the floor out of the reach of Carissa Beck, and the turnover gives it right back to Emporia State. And a chance to tie this game up or maybe take the lead with a 3. Quarter basketball brought to you by Emporia State University, preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. Treasure Job in the lane, shoots it up and scores the bucket. 19 points for Treasure Job. Hornets pressuring in backcourt. Newman gets it across the timeline. Spagnola. She'll take it to the middle of the floor, picked up by Victoria Price. They try to lob it down low. Pass gets intercepted by Sydney Tinner. Great anticipation by Sydney, and Emporia State with a steal. We're tied at 51. 2:58 to play in the third quarter. Free throw, circle, jumper. Good. Treasure Job, 21 points for the junior out of Wichita. 53-51, Lady Hornets back on top. In the front court for Newman. Josie trying to drive the baseline is Ho. Well, she has it in the paint. Spin shoots, leaves it short. Rebound, Sydney Tinner for Emporia State. And the Lady Hornets have the ball and the lead. 53-51. Treasure Job with the basketball. Down the paint. Goes for a layup. She gets fouled, and she'll be at the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Picking up the personal foul for the Newman Jets will be Maddie Spagnola. That's her first. Team foul number 3 on the Newman Jets here in the third quarter. And Treasure Job will go to the free throw line. She is 1 for 2 this afternoon. Substitution for Newman. Amaya Perez will check into the lineup, replacing Monica Redondo. Treasure Job, 13th in the MIAA free throw shooting percentage. She knocks down the first free throw. That gives her 22 points. On the season, she's a 75% free throw shooter. Second free throw is also good for Treasure Job, and she has 23 points. 55-51, Emporia State up by 4. Hornets pressuring in backcourt. Newman will beat the press. Spagnola into frontcourt. Kicks it to the right wing. Three-point shot off the mark. No good for Beck. Offensive rebound to Ho. Layup is bouncing off. No good. Rebound underneath this time goes to Amaya Josie, and Josie gets the lay-in. Josie with 4, and Newman calls timeout. 55-53, 2:14 to play here in the third quarter. Emporia State with a 2-point lead. Quarter basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie, 620-342-4222. Well, here in this third quarter, Emporia State shooting 43% from the floor, 6 of 14. Still 0 for 3 from beyond the arc. Newman shooting 40%. They're 6 of 15 from the floor. They're 3 of 5 beyond the arc. Emporia State led at halftime 41-37. They've been outscored 16-14 by the Newman Jets. Emporia State will send Elena Hartman, Treasure Job, Faith Paramore, Sydney Tinner, and Victoria Price onto the floor. Newman counters with Amaya Perez, Brittany Ho, along with Amaya Josie. High post, Elena Hartman left open, shot just rims out, no good. Rebound goes to the Newman Jets. Carissa Beck at Emporia State pressuring in backcourt, and we're going to get a foul in backcourt on Emporia State. This will be the third team foul, ball out of bounds to the Newman Jets with a minute 54 to play. Maddie Spagnuolo also on the floor for the Newman Jets. Newman does get it into front court, getting it across the timeline. That was Beck. Pass in the lane, gets deflected out of bounds. It'll go out of bounds to the Newman Jets. Victoria Price got a hand on it, deflected it away from Brittany Ho, who's kind of open along the baseline. Newman will have to play it in on the baseline, just to the right of the basket. 22 seconds on the shot clock. The count is on. They play it in, bounce to Josie. Ball gets deflected. Ho comes up with it, and she falls to the floor, and she travels with it. Turnover will give it to Emporia State. And Newman's wondering, isn't there a foul in there somewhere? The officials didn't see it, so they didn't call it. 55-53 Emporia State. A minute 42 to go, third quarter. Treasure Job across the timeline. And we're going to get a hand check foul called on Newman's Amaya Perez, and she had both hands on the hip. And for Amaya Perez, that is her first. Fourth team foul on the Newman Jets. Emporia State will have it to play inbounds across the way. Victoria Price will play the ball inbounds for the Lady Hornets. Plays it into Elena Hartman out front. Gets a screen from Treasure Job. Takes it to the left side. Takes it to the basket. Tries to go over the shot. Ball gets stripped out of her hands. It goes out of bounds. Last touched by Amaya Perez. So Emporia State will keep the basketball. It'll be a little stronger driving to the basket. Treasure plays it in, bounce to Sydney Tinner, out to Treasure for a three, off the mark, no good, rebound to the Newman Jets. Victoria Price couldn't tip it to herself, and Lauren Dubert comes up with the basketball. They get it down low to Brittany Ho at the other end, and Brittany Ho lays it up and in. She has 16, tied at 55 with a minute 16 to play. Emporia State has had a couple of great opportunities, just haven't been able to capitalize. Treasure Job gives the ball off to Elena Hartman. Down a minute 5 to play, third quarter. Sydney Tinner, top the key. It goes to Faith Paramore for three, and she nails it. A hair crafter's three for Faith Paramore. And it's 58-55 in Emporia State. Call Bar Craft, 620-342-6172. To make an appointment to get your haircut at Hair Crafters at 1027 Commercial. Three-point shot off the mark from the deep right corner by Spagnuolo. Rebound to Newman. Three-point shot attempt missing. This time the offensive stick back goes to the Newman's Amaya Perez, who's in the right place at the right time, making it 58-57 Emporia State, down to 30 seconds to go. Treasure Job with the basketball, has it across the timeline, wipes the dirt off her shoes, shot clock down to 15, a differential of 3 seconds between the game clock and the shot clock. So Treasure will work for maybe the last shot on the... Here's 7 seconds. Treasure in the lane. Puts up the shot. It crawls off. No good. Rebound goes to the Newman Jets. They feed it up the floor. Spagnuolo to the rim. Shot off the glass. Crawls off. No good. Rebound goes to Elena Hartman. And we go to the fourth quarter with a score. Emporia State, 58. Newman, 57. We'll be back with the final 10 minutes of this basketball game right after this timeout. What a basketball being brought to you by Charlie's Place. Open 7 days a week with daily specials, 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. Charlie's Place at 116 Commercial in Emporia. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Do you or someone you know have a bed bug problem? If you find yourself facing this unpleasant circumstance, call McKenzie Pest Control. They have the knowledge, the equipment, and the experience to handle your bed bug problem using the latest products and techniques, including heat treatment, which can safely and effectively eliminate bed bug infestations. Call McKenzie Pest Control. Professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest Free, the best it can be.
You don't
don't have to be a tech expert to enjoy the latest devices. Get a Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus or iPhone 14 Pro Max half off at Next Tech Wireless. Not only are you getting a great deal on those devices, you're also getting them with a great customer service guarantee. We'll help you get your information transferred from your old phone and help you learn the ins and outs of your new phone. Next Tech Wireless.
Today's best hits. Mix 104.9. KFFX Emporia.
Back at Watt Auditorium, 58-57, the score. Emporia State leading the Newman Jets as we go to the fourth quarter. Newman will have the basketball. Emporia State will start the fourth quarter with Victoria Price, Faith Paramore, Treasure Job, Elena Hartman, and Sydney Tinner. Newman counters with Jordan Hackrett, who knocks down a three. Jordan Hackrett, top of the key, knocks down a three. She has 19, and Newman up by two at 60-58. Treasure Job in the front court. In the deep left corner, goes to Elena Hartman. Hackrett went for the steal, came up empty. Elena shoots a three, and it doesn't even draw iron, doesn't even get close. Also on the floor for the Newman Jets, besides Hackrett, Lauren Dubert, along with Lauren Dubert, Carissa Beck, along with Valeria Lufkina. This is Dubert to the basket, layup good. Valeria Lufkina, who gets the feed down low, and she has four, and Newman up by four. That's their biggest lead of the ball game. Here's Elena Hartman, or Faith Paramore, trying to drive down the lane, and her pass intended for Sydney Tinner gets stolen away by Newman, and they come back the other direction. They get it in the paint to Vang. Vang kicks it out on the wing right side to Dubert. Now to Vang. Faces up, shoots it up from 15. That one off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound gets tipped out, and Newman comes up with a basketball. Lauren Dubert with the ball. Going the deep right corner for Hackrett, who knocks down a three-pointer. Timeout Emporia State. Jordan Hackrett with 21 points. And Newman with a 65-58 7-point lead with 8:36 to play in the game. And Coach Toby Wynn calls timeout, leaving him with one timeout in this game. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. For the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage, your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Warner Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Get your taco night fix Thursdays at the Station 402 Merchant in Emporia. Tired of cooking all week? Let them handle dinner with some favorite Mexican cravings like tacos, crispitos, burritos, taco pizzas, and more. Wash it all down with a margarita or Thursday drink special. Stay and play. You'll find pool tables, cornhole, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small. The Station 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
Mickey and Minnie, Romeo and Juliet, Batman and Robin. Classic pairs, right? Well, this Valentine's Day, let the team at Carrie's Diamonds help you find the perfect pair. A pair of diamond stud earrings, maybe a matching ring and pendant, or get super, super sweet and make a matching custom engraved jewelry item for both of you. No matter the budget, Carrie's Diamonds can help you make this Valentine's the sweetest yet. Carrie's Diamonds, your Valentine's headquarters at 1015 Industrial, across from the fairgrounds.
Your home for Hornet Sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
8:32 to play in the game. The Hornets are in a 7-point hole. They trail it 65-58. Treasure Job in the lane. Almost has the ball stripped away. Able to rip it away from the defense and takes it back out on the wing. Shot clock down to 13. Treasure drives it to the left baseline. Now brings it back out on the wing. Shot clock down to 8. Sydney Tinner open in the deep right corner for 3. Good! A Hair Crafters 3 for Sydney Tinner. That gives her 8. Makes it 65-61. 4-point lead for the Newman Jets. Now the Lady Hornets need to get some stops. And they need to find their 3-point shooters. Vang has it. Free throw circle. Tries to drive on Treasure Job. Now kicks it off to Hackrett on the wing left side. Tries to drive on Faith Paramore. Spin, shoots, and scores. Oh, that's a tough basket. And Jordan Hackrett is having the game of her season. She has 23 points. She's a leading scorer for the Newman Jets, and she really single-handedly has gotten Newman this lead. This is Treasure Job with the basketball, trying to drive on Beck. Gives it off to Elena Hartman. Elena to Victoria Price, 10 seconds. Now kicks it out front to Treasure Job in the left corner. Three-pointer by Faith Paramore, no good. Rebound goes to Emporia State. Sydney Tenner comes away with the basketball. And Elena Hartman gets the ball knocked away from her. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Lady Horta basketball. Horta basketball brought to you by Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. 16 seconds on the shot clock for Emporia State. They trail at 67-61. Down by six. This is Elena Hartman with the basketball. Skips it to Treasure Job in the deep right corner. She'll shoot the three. Good! A hair crafter's three for Treasure Job. That gives her 26 points in the game. 67-64. Now another stop a Hornets need to come up with. This is Vang with the basketball. Takes it to the rim. Lays it up. Missed it. Rebound to Treasure Job. She'll push the ball up the floor. Doesn't have the numbers. Feeds it up the court to Victoria Price. She makes the basket and draws the foul. Strong finish by Victoria Price. Great assist from Treasure Job. That gives Victoria Price 10. Picking up the foul for the Newman Jets will be Lauren Dubert. That's her third. First team foul here in the fourth quarter on the Newman Jets. And going to the free throw line will be Victoria Price. Emporia State will bring in Katie Harina and Audrey Beatty as Faith Paramore and Elena Hartman will set down. Free throw for Victoria Price is good. That gives her 11 points, and we're tied at 67 with 6:47 to play in the game. Hornets putting some pressure on in the backcourt. This is Amaya Josie in backcourt, lobs it into frontcourt, gets it to Beck. Now they work it to Hekarot in the left corner for three. No! Rebound loose on the floor, picked up by Treasure Job, and the Lady Hornets get the ball this time. Treasure gets it across the timeline for Emporia State. We're tied at 67. Treasure Job driving to the basket, goes up, and she gets fouled. She'll be at the line. They're going to say the foul came before she got to the basket. Picking up the foul for the Newman Jets will be Jordan Hekarot. That'll be her third. Substitution for Newman. Back into the lineup, Maddie Spagnola. Checking out will be Lauren Dubert. Emporia State will have the ball to play inbounds left of the basket on the baseline. Treasure plays it inbounds to Audrey Beatty, gives it off to Treasure. In the traffic, she tried to put up a shot, but it gets blocked. But Audrey Beatty then comes up with a loose basketball, and the Hornets keep it. Treasure Job with the ball, takes it to the left side of the floor. In the corner, goes to Victoria Price. Drives the baseline, gets to the rim, missed the shot. Loose ball on the floor, and we're going to get a jump ball. Alternate possession, Emporia State, but only 3 seconds are on the shot clock. Victoria Price will play it inbounds on the baseline, just left of the basket. Victoria Price with a count on. Waiting. They'll play it into Treasure Job. Three-point shot. It bounces off. No good. Rebound to Katie Harina. Emporia State will keep the basketball. Katie working on the wing left side, trying to work off a screen. Gets another re-screen. Dumps it inside. Audrey Beatty gets it underneath the basket. Layup good. Little pick and roll for Audrey Beatty. She has four, and it's 69-67 Emporia State. Newman gets it into front court. This is Spagnola with the basketball. Dribbles it out front on the Big E. First looked right, now passes left to Beck. Free throw circle. They get it to Josie, and the pass down low sells out of bounds. Turnover for the Newman Jets, and they're thinking there should have been a foul in there. And the official said they didn't see anything. Substitution for the Newman Jets. Checking back in will be Lauren Dubert. Setting down will be Jordan Hekarot. Treasure Job across the timeline. 69-67 Emporia State. 5:15 to go in the ballgame. Katie Harina, top the key. Audrey Beatty for three. Left it short. Long rebound. Sydney Tenner comes up with a basketball. Gives it off to Treasure Job, working on the wing right side. Picks up the dribble, skips it out left side. Katie Harina, left side, Sydney Tenner. Shot clock down to nine. Sydney back out front to Treasure with six. She'll shoot the three and nail it! A Hair Crafters three for Treasure Job. 29 points for Treasure. That makes it 72-67 Emporia State. 4:40 to play. Hornets chasing the ball. Now Spagnuolo over on the wing left side, keeping the high dribble. Working against Katie Harina. Emporia State has gone man-to-man. This is Spagnuolo. Shot clock at 6. They get it down low to Brittany Ho. Spin, shoots. Shot crawls off. No good. Rebound goes to Audrey Beatty. And Audrey may have gotten away with a shove underneath the basket. Gaining, working for position down low. Hornet basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Victoria Price, right wing 3. Off the back iron. No good. Rebound. And a foul's going to be called on Emporia State. Newman. They call a foul on Sydney Tinner. That's her third. First team foul in the fourth quarter on Emporia State. Newman to play the ball inbounds. Emporia State almost comes up with a steal. But Newman able to maintain possession of the basketball. Spagnuolo gives the ball off to Beck. Beck swings it on the wing right side to Dubert. Pass in the lane to Amaya Josie, and Josie trying to go up with a shot gets fouled. Picking up the foul will be Sydney Tinner. That's her fourth. It'll be two free throws coming for the Newman Jets. Amaya Josie. 72-67, Emporia State with a lead. Substitution for the Newman Jets back into the lineup. Jordan Heckert, who has 23 points. Free throws on the way and good for Amaya Josie. That gives her 5 points in the game. Makes it 72-68. Second free throw was also good for Josie. 72-69, a three-point lead for Emporia State. Sydney Tinner will bring it across the timeline. Gives it off to Treasure Job. Treasure tries to drive, lost the dribble, saved by Victoria Price. Out to Treasure. She'll launch a three. Yes! She hit it! A Hair Crafters three for Treasure Job. 32 points for Treasure. 75-69. She has been on fire. And we got a travel violation out front, whistled against the Newman Jets. Carissa Beck shuffled her feet before she made a pass on the high post, and the Lady Hornets will get it on the turnover. Substitution for Newman. Amaya Perez will check into the lineup, replacing Carissa Beck. Hornet basketball being brought to you by The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station is where Emporia connects. 75-69, Emporia State with the lead. Treasure Job with the basketball. 32 points for her. Pass gets deflected. Going for the loose basketball. It goes out of bounds. Who will they give it to? Emporia State. Katie Harina was battling with Jordan Heckert as they were both chasing after the loose basketball, and it gets deflected off of Heckert. And Emporia State will keep the ball. 16 seconds on the shot clock. Treasure Job to play the ball inbounds. Come on, ladies. You need to get free. Count is on. They play it into Audrey Beatty. Now to Treasure Job. Treasure gets a screen from Audrey Beatty. Gives it to Audrey in the free throw circle. Kicks it out to Sydney Tinner. Shot clock down to 6. Sydney gives it out to Katie Harina in the deep corner. Gets it to the basket. Puts up a shot out. The shot clock goes off. Shot no good. Rebound goes to whom? It'll be a jump ball call. Alternate possession will give it to the Newman Jets. 2:43 to play in the game. 75-69. Emporia State with a lead. Newman's biggest lead was at 65-58. Since then, Emporia State has gone on a 17-4 run. Newman being pressure. They get the ball into front court to Brittany Ho. Waiting for somebody to pass it to. The count is on. Finally passes out front to Spagnuolo. Spagnuolo in between the double circles, working against Katie Harina. Keeping the dribble. 12 seconds on the shot clock. They get it down low to Spagnuolo, who gets, or to Ho. And Audrey Beatty gets whistled for a foul. She blocks the shot, but she's fortunate. They should have probably called a foul sooner, as she ends up giving Brittany Ho a shove. And Brittany Ho will be at the free throw line. She's been able to get away with a couple of shoves underneath the basket. But now Brittany Ho going to the free throw line. She has 16 points. She had 9 at halftime, and the first free throw is good for Brittany Ho. That gives her 17 points. Newman this afternoon at the free throw line is now 6 of 7 from the free throw line, and the second free throw is also good. 75-71, 4-point lead for Emporia State, down to 2:18 to play. Sydney Tenner gets the ball across the timeline for Emporia State. Hands it off to Treasure Job. She'll shoot the three. Bingo! A hair crafter's three for Treasure Job. 35 points for Treasure. Oh, mercy. She's having a game. 78-71, Emporia State by 7. This is Hacker. Gets it down low into the lane. Josie. Pass deflected. It'll go out of bounds. It'll be Newman basketball. Katie Herrera got a fingertip on the pass. It goes out of bounds. Shot clock down to 15 seconds. Newman will play it inbounds. They play it into Heckert. Heckert. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Victoria Price on her. Try to work around the screen. Now Katie Herrera. She'll force up a three. She had it. Oh, my. Jordan Heckert with 26 points. And, boy, you talk about hitting big baskets after big baskets. Emporia State into front court. Leading 78-74. Treasure Job with the basketball. Down to a minute 20 to play. Treasure with 15 seconds on the shot clock. Kicks it into Katie Herrera in the deep left corner. Penetrates in the lane. Takes it to the rim. Goes up with a shot. No foul called. Rebound goes to the Newman Jets. They feed it up the floor to Josie. Now in the hands of Spagnola. Down to 1 minute to play. This is Hackert trying to drive with the ball. And we're going to get a foul called on Sydney Tenner. That'll be her fifth. And the third or fourth team foul on Emporia State. So Sydney Tenner fouls out with 56 seconds to play. It'll be ball out of bounds for the Newman Jets and 20 seconds put on the shot clock. Elena Hartman will check in for Emporia State. Newman trying to get the ball inbounds. They'll play it inbounds for a three. Shot rims off. No good for Amaya Josie. Battle for the rebound. Goes to Treasure Job, and a foul's going to be committed by Newman. Battling for the rebound. It'll be ball out of bounds for the Lady Hornets. Picking up the personal foul will be Brittany Ho. That is only her first. Team foul number 3 on the Newman Jets. What a basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 342-4222. Treasure Job, 35 points. This afternoon now has 1,989 points for her career. Elena Hartman's going to get fouled as they get the feed to her. In between two players, trying to steal the ball away, is Hackert, or Hackert. That's her fourth. 14th foul on Newman, and Emporia State will have the ball out of bounds. Substitution for Newman, checking into the lineup. That'll be Carissa Beck. Also, Lauren Dubert on the floor, Maddie Spagnola. Victoria Price to play it in, plays it in to Katie Herrera, who gets fouled immediately, and this will be free throws coming for Katie Herrera. 78-74, Emporia State with the lead, 27 seconds to go in this basketball game. And Newman's not giving up without a fight. Brittany Ho back into the lineup. Also back into the lineup, Jordan Heckert. Free throw is up and good for Katie Herrera. 3 points for the sophomore out of Liberal by way of Abilene Christian. She'll get a second free throw here. This will make it a, if she makes it, a 6-point lead, and she does, and it is, and a timeout will be taken by the Newman Jets. 27 seconds to play, 80-74, Emporia State with the lead over the Newman Jets. This is a game that saw Emporia State lead by 13 in the second quarter. They led at halftime 41-37. They had a 19-16 lead after the first quarter, after leading at one time in the first quarter 17-6. Newman would have a 7-point lead in the fourth quarter at 65-58. Since that time, Emporia State has gone on a 22-9 run. And they lead it here by 6, 80-74. So we saw Newman go on a run at the end of the first quarter, at the end of the second quarter. The Lady Hornets had a mini run at the end of the third quarter to take a 58-57 lead. Newman then took a 7-point lead in the fourth quarter, but Emporia State battled back. Here's Hackert for three. Good. Oh, my. She has been dead on all game long. That gives her 29. 80-77. 3-point lead for Emporia State. Katie Harina gets it in to about the Ron Slaymaker signature across the way and gets fouled with 20 seconds to go. She'll be at the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. Picking up the personal foul will be Brittany Ho. That is her third personal foul. And Katie Harina once again steps to the free throw line, and the first free throw calls off no good. She'll get a second free throw here. 80-77, Emporia stay with a lead by three. Second free throw for Katie is good, and it's a 4-point lead. Newman, by the way, out of timeouts. Newman gets it across the timeline. Spagnola looking to drive. Shovels it off to Hecker. Hecker puts up an off-balance shot and misses everything. And Coach Johnson was wanting a foul call, but that's not going to happen. And Emporia State on the air ball will get the ball out of bounds. And Emporia State takes a timeout. Means they'll get the ball in front court. Well, it didn't come easy this time around, though. Emporia State able to hold off the Newman Jets. Well, the game's not over with yet. There's still 11.4 seconds to play in the game, so there's still a chance. But Emporia State has a 4-point lead. Both teams are out of timeouts now. So the first order of business for Emporia State will be get the ball in bounds. And I'm sure Newman's first order of business is not let him get it in bounds. Try to get a steal. And then if you can't, foul as quickly as you can. Big game for Treasure Job, 35 points. Now that gives her 1,989 points for her career. Newman being led by Jordan Heckert, who has scored 29 points. Or actually 30 points, excuse me. She is 8 of 10 from beyond the arc. Treasure Job is 6 of 12, but 13 of 29 shooting the ball. Elena Hartman and Victoria Price with 11 each for Emporia State. Newman got 18 points from Brittany Ho. Victoria Price, Audrey Beatty, Treasure Job, Elena Hartman, and Katie Harina on the floor for Emporia State. Victoria Price to play the ball inbounds, plays it into Elena Hartman. She gets fouled from behind. I'm kind of guessing it's inadvertent because Carissa Beck ran into the back of Elena Hartman, and she had one of those, I didn't want to do that type of looks on her face. And this will put Elena Hartman at the free throw line. Elena with 11 points. She had 9 of those in the first half. That is the fifth team foul, so it's 2 free throws coming for Elena Hartman. The lefty's first free throw is good. Gives her 12 points. Makes it 82-77. It's a 5-point lead with 10.4 seconds to play in the game. Again, both teams out of timeouts. Second free throw also good for Elena Hartman. That gives her 13 points. Newman will play it inbounds in backcourt. Emporia State applying a little bit of pressure in backcourt. Across the timeline, Spagnola gives it off to Heckert. Driving with the ball. Feeds it in the paint to Brittany Ho. Spins, shoots, and scores with 9-tenths of a second on the clock. 20 points for Brittany Ho, and that will be the ball game. As Emporia State survives the battle with Newman this afternoon. Our final score today, Emporia State 83, Newman 79. We'll be back to take a look at the game numbers right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
John North Ford, a great deal better. At John North Ford Service, the goal is to provide you with the quality, affordable service you expect and deserve. They service all makes and models with oil changes, batteries, tires, no matter what your needs. Call 343-1700 to schedule an appointment. John North Ford Service, 3002 West Highway 50, specializing in customer service.
Round up the crew for Buffet Done Your Way. Pizza Ranch is serving our favorite pizzas, the country's best chicken, cheesy ranch steaks, and more. It's a legendary taste of the Old West right here in Emporia. Pizza Ranch buffet hours are Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 4 to 8 p.m. and 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on weekends. There's something for every member of the family at Pizza Ranch, so dine in today. It's Buffet Done Your Way at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue.
Back at White Auditorium, Emporia State with a win this afternoon, 83-79, as they hold off a furious run by the Newman Jets. And the Hornets get the win, improving to 13-11 and 8-10 in the MIAA and avenging an earlier season loss to the Newman Jets. It didn't come easy, but it took a big game from Treasure Job, and they had to counterbalance a big game from Newman's Jordan Heckert. And let's take a look at our game stats brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate at 620-343-6054. Let's start with the individual numbers first for the Newman Jets. They were led in scoring by Jordan Heckert, who finished with 30 points this afternoon to lead them in scoring. As she was 8 of 10 from beyond the arc, she just was hot, hot, hot this afternoon. 20 points for Brittany Ho. Those were the only players in double figures. 9 for Maddie Spagnola. 6 points each for Carissa Beck and for Amaya Josie. 4 points for Valeria Lovkina. And 2 points in the ball game for Tori Vang. Emporia State led by Treasure Job with 35. 6 of 12 beyond the arc. She knocked out about 4 big threes towards the end of the game. 13 of 29 shooting the ball. She also had 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals. She had a plus 12 on the afternoon. 13 points for Elena Hartman. 11 points for Victoria Price. 8 points for Sydney Tinner. 6 points each for Faith Paramore and for Katie Harina, who was 4 for 5 at the free throw line. And 4 points in the ball game for Audrey Beatty. Looking at the team numbers for the game, Newman, 30 of 68 from the floor for 41%, 12 of 26 from beyond the arc for 46%, and 7 of 8 at the free throw line for 87%. Emporia State was 30 of 73 from the floor for 41%, 12 of 30 from the free three-point line for 40%. And one of the differences when you start looking at the numbers, the 11 of 14 from the free throw line for Emporia State. They outscore Newman by 4 from the free throw line, and they win the game by 4. Emporia State gets out rebounded in this one, 41-37. Leading rebounder for Newman, Brittany Ho was 7 along with Amaya Josie. Emporia State's leading rebounders were Elena Hartman and Treasure Job, or excuse me, take that back. Our leading rebounder again was Treasure Job with 8 rebounds. Sydney Tinner had 6. So Treasure Job, leading scorer, leading rebounder, led the team with 5 assists. She put the team on her back this afternoon. She also had 3 steals on the afternoon. Emporia State would force 19 turnovers. They would score 21 points off those 19 turnovers. Emporia State turned the ball over 10 times. Newman scored 13 points off the turnovers. Both teams with 32 points in the paint. Second chance points. This is important for Emporia State. They outscored Newman 22-13. Emporia State had 15 offensive rebounds. Newman had 16, but Emporia State had more second chance points. There were 5 lead changes and 5 ties in the ball game. Emporia State led through the first half. Newman didn't take the lead until the third quarter, and they did have a 7-point lead in the fourth quarter with 8:36 to play. They led 65-58, but Emporia State would storm back and retake the lead. Biggest lead for Emporia State came in the second quarter when they led 37-24, but Newman went on a mini run to cut the lead down at halftime as Emporia State led at halftime 41-37. Emporia State outscores Newman 19-16 in the first quarter, 22-21 in the second quarter. They get outscored 20-17 in the third quarter, but in the fourth quarter, Emporia State outscores Newman 25-22. Again, with the win, Emporia State now 13-11 on the season, 8-10 in the MIAA. Newman falls to 7-16 overall, 4-14 in MIAA play. And Treasure Job, with her 35 points this afternoon, is now setting at 1,989 points. She needs 11 more points to hit that 2,000-point mark in her career. She could do that on Thursday in Warrensburg, Missouri, against Central Missouri. Emporia State will be at Central Missouri Thursday and then at Lincoln on Saturday before they close out the home portion of the schedule with home games against Pittsburgh State and Washburn. But again this afternoon, the Emporia State Lady Hornets are victorious on Alumni Day as they get the victory over the Newman Jets 83-79. Our game stats have been brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate. You can reach him at 620-343-6054. When we come back, we'll visit with Emporia State men's basketball coach Craig Doty right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Is it time for a flooring update?